Exclusive. Representative Michael Cloud, Dismantle DEI Act Would Target Federal Government. By Hannah Knudsen on July 12, 2024. The Dismantle DEI Act would eliminate such practices in the government and terminate DEI offices throughout every single agency in the federal government. Representative Michael Cloud, RTX, said during a Wednesday appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Cloud explained that the government's so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, efforts are not what everyone thinks they are on the surface. Rather, they are actually critical race theory, CRT, practices wrapped in a nice wrapper and then being forced into the American people. It forces people to look at race instead of merit and content of character first, he explained. And, so, we went through, and what it does is it eliminates DEI practices in the government. He said, explaining it would rescind DEI-related executive orders and close a number of DEI offices throughout every single agency. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Michael Cloud. RTX, July 11, 2024. It prohibits federal funding for DEI activities. It ensures equal treatment, he said, explaining that DEI practices were also forced on contractors for the federal government. Further, he said agencies should not be making diversity hires for diversity's sake. Host Mike Slater pointed to a recruitment ad for the CIA, which highlighted a Hispanic woman with anxiety disorder touting her position in the CIA, stating, "I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization." As she is saying that, Slater noted, there is a pan of her office, which showcases a Donald R. Cryer Diversity and Inclusion Award and an Intelligence Community Equal Employment Opportunity and Diversity Award for Exceptional Service. That's how she earned her way, Cloud remarked, emphasizing that DEI is actually demotivating in many ways. This is why there are issues with recruitment, as young people do not want to support a woke Department of Defense, he added. Currently, Cloud said he is working on sponsorships for the bill, but he said that people are jumping on board every time they hear about it. Notably, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., a rumored vice president choice for former President Donald Trump, is heading up the Senate version of the bill. This is something we would love to see Trump sign, Cloud added. Breitbart News Daily airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.